Hi guys. Welcome back to another episode of So I Was Like.
We are here at Tin Roof again in Nashville, our favorite freaking place.
I know. I could spend literally all night here. I don't even have to go to any other
bar. I'm not even joking. She literally like loves it. She thrives. I lose her.
I know.
I'm like, where's Becca? She's in the middle of a dance floor. I'm like, okay. She's giving her number out to the guy playing the guitar. I'm like.
Oh, yeah. The guitar player.
Yeah.
The
bartenders too. He loved you, Becca. Yeah. He was winking at her as he was singing. It was pretty romantic, if you ask me.
We had a moment for sure.
I did have a moment.
Is this like an ad for Tin Roof? I'm mad at the manager anyway, so it's fine. I don't even care about it. But anyway, today we have some life updates. Do you have any, Alyssa?
So I don't know if people know. I like go to the University of Alabama, but I don't want to go back. So I'm like, should I finish online? But also I want to take a semester off. But then I feel like I'm never going to go back. And I don't want Becca to be the only one with a degree.
Yeah,
that's true. Because she'll like hold it over me.
Yeah, I brag about it all the time.
She does.
I bring it up anytime I can that I'm like graduated from college.
She's like, yeah, I have a marketing degree. I'm like, okay, Becca.
You could have one too if you finish.
No, I know. But it's also like, it's so, once you like start doing stuff like the podcast, mm-hmm. like all of it, and you start like making money, you like don't think you need one.
Right, because you know? I do feel like I don't use any. I mean, I feel like I'm more intelligent because I got a degree. Like, I just feel smarter.
Yeah, but was it worth, like...
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know yet.
Like, if I could go back 4 years and see what my life looked like right now, I never would have went to college.
I don't know if I would either, because I would have had more time.
I absolutely never would have went to college.
But we did get a lot of stories. I'm not kidding.
We did.
So many stories.
That's another thing is, like, what I always say to people, I'm like, yeah, going to Bama, like... There were a lot of downsides, and I think we're going to do an episode in the next few weeks about, like, mental health and, like, college and stuff. I was like, yeah, it was, like, traumatic, but also, like, it built me as, like, a person and, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I learned.
It built my personality, like, going through college and, like, living alone like that.
I learned a lot about I think it's more, like, learning about yourself and then, like, marketing. Like, we would never learn – they would never teach us how to do a podcast in school.
Oh, no. I'm a PR major. And sometimes my professors talk about social media and I'm like, that is wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, that's wrong. Like, you're 80, not 80. I'm like, you're 60 years old. Like, I don't think you know, like, how, like, the culture on social media is, like, working right now. And I'll, like, put in my homework, like, well, the textbook says this, but, like, I think nowadays, like, with the way social media and, like, cancel culture and everything, like, you should do this instead. And they're like, no, that's wrong. It's not what the textbook says. I'm like, all right, what am I doing here?
Right. Well, I got certified in – it was, like, a new certification program at my school to get, like, certified in social media. And one of the topics – I'm not even kidding. There's an entire unit on unboxing. Like, on unboxing videos, like, toys. So, I was like,
really?
This is from, like, 2012, right? Like, I don't even know what that
is. Yeah, because I mean, like, I could do an unboxing video right now and, like, it'll go – like, they go viral.
Okay, so maybe it is relevant. I don't know. I was like, this is stupid.
I don't know. I just feel like at the end of the day, when it comes to social media, like, yeah, you could learn it. And there are certain business aspects, but like if you have it, you have it. And if you don't, you don't. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I could go back, like I probably would have just picked a different major or something.
Okay, guys, I actually have the story time this week instead of Alyssa, which is rare.
So Becca like started before this episode, we were just like regrouping, gathering our thoughts. She started telling me it and I was like, please stop telling me. And like, just, I want to wait for the episode. Because yeah. I was like,
I always forget about this.
Honestly, it sounds like it's going to be really dark.
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing, but you know what? I was a sophomore in college, so it doesn't even matter. So I lived in my sorority house, and I don't know if you guys know, but like every year there's in my sorority, I hated it. There are 2 dry weeks. So like you can't drink, you can't even like go out, you can't like leave the house and like you have to stay in and like do all these ritual things with your sisters, which is like literally hazing and it's awful and I hated it. So shout out my sorority, you know who you are. But I was talking to this guy who found me on Instagram. He slid in my DMs and he was a verified profile. So at the time I was a sophomore in college and I probably had 2,000 followers on Instagram, which is like a good amount. If you have 2,000, like you understand, you'll get DMs too. This guy was like, I looked it up. He was like a minor league hockey player and he was like the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life to this day. Like, not even kidding. So hot. Looked like a movie star. I was like, so deep. I was like down bad for this guy. Like, I was like looking up his Wikipedia page, his like family's Wikipedia page. Apparently his dad is like the producer for some big, I'm not going to say the chain of movies, but I'll tell you later.
Okay.
It's like a horror movie franchise. And his dad is like the main producer. So I'm sure he like bought his son like a spot on this minor league team. I don't know.
He didn't earn it.
I don't know. This guy was so hot. Like, he was, like, perfect. And he was so funny, so smart. Like, our conversation was great. And I was, like, invested in this guy. And I was convinced that I was about to date him.
I noticed that Becca does this a lot, though. We're, like, she'll be DMing a guy. And she's, like, Alyssa, like, I'm not even joking. Like, I love him. Like, yeah. Alyssa, I literally love this guy.
And then I meet him and I'm like, never mind.
And she doesn't like him at all. But she, like, texts me. She's like, I'm literally crying right now at the bar, at the hotel. I don't like him at all.
Yeah, I feel bad. But, like, I get my hopes up so high about guys that I'm DMing, because I feel like people can be so smart and funny and, like, witty over text. But then when you meet them, it's like,
yeah,
where was that person? So anyway, I wanted to meet this guy, and he was living in Cleveland, and I was living in a different – in Athens, Ohio. So it's like a two or three hour drive. And I was like – I don't have my car at my sorority house. I didn't have a parking spot because I wasn't on the exec board. You have to have an exec board position to have a parking spot. So I didn't have my car.
That's fucking stupid.
I know. But, like, this guy was so rich and famous and, like, cool. I mean, not famous, but in my head he was famous. He was verified. So I was like, I have to meet this guy.
She's, like, 19.
Right, I was 19.
So this is, like, a 19-year-old mindset. Like, the first time a verified guy, like, DMs you, like, you get, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Butterflies every time he said anything. Like, he could say, hey. And I was like, oh, my God. He's, like, in love with me. Like, he loves me. So he was like, you should come this weekend. Like, just drive up. Like, we can, like, have a good weekend together and, like, hang out. And I was like, okay, so we're going to date. So I have to invest in this guy's – like, I have to do this. And I didn't have a car, so I was like, I need a bus ticket. So I literally – you guys, this is so
– this is so dark.
I would never do this now. Like, the fact that I ever did this – because no one had a car in my sorority house. None of my friends had their cars at college. We didn't need them. So I literally Googled bus tickets to Cleveland. I'm not kidding. I got on a Greyhound bus to meet this minor league hockey player.
I don't know if you guys have ever been on a Greyhound bus, but the characters on these buses,
I didn't know. Like, how was I supposed to know?
Something else.
It was terrifying.
So just give us an example of one character you saw on the bus.
They were all, like, screaming, fighting at each other. Like, they were, like, fights in the back of his bus.
Becca looked around and she was like, I do not belong here.
Right. I was like, so none of you are, like, meeting minor league hockey players in Cleveland? Like, what are you guys doing?
None of you are on this great.
I don't know what they were doing. So anyway, I lied to him because he was so rich. I pretended like I had driven to my friend's house, but then got drunk at my friend's, so I couldn't drive to his house. So he had to come pick me up or something. It was like a really intricate story.
So he thinks you drove to Cleveland to see your friend.
Yes, but to see my friend.
And he picks her up at the Greyhound bus stop.
No, I made him pick me up at this, like, shady location that my friend happened. Like, I had to, like, go deep in my contacts of people that lived in Cleveland at the time. And I was like, do you want to hang out? Like, I was like, it was, like, bad. Okay. So I made him pick
me up from my friend.
Yes, I know. This is so, like, I've suppressed this memory because it's so embarrassing. So he picks me up from my friend's house. He's so hot in person and the nicest car. Literally get in and he's like, I think I knew he was, like, a little bit out of my league. Like, I could figure it out. Like, he was out of my league. Like, this day.
Sometimes you just know.
I knew. It wasn't even, like, I got there and, like, I hated him. Like, no, I knew he was too good for me. Like, he was hot. He was, like, super hot. So I fell in love with him. But then he got, like, kind of douchey. And that's basically the end of the story. He had to drop me back off at the bus stop. But he didn't know it was a bus stop. Oh, okay. Like, I pretended like I had to go.
So how did it go with him? Like,
So I do this game where, like, I pretend like I don't want to hook up with you on the first night, which I shouldn't
too.
Expose
myself. I like when guys, like, try to convince me too.
Yeah.
And it's really fucked up, but I like it.
Yeah. And he was, like, trying to convince me, but, like, he got mad at me, which is kind of bad to say. Like, he got mad at me. He was like, you drove all the way here and, like, you don't even want to, like, Yeah.
That's disgusting. And I was like, I hate when, like, just because I'm, like, came here to see you doesn't mean I'm having sex with you. Like,
well, I did take a Greyhound bus. Like, little does he know. It's, like, even deeper than driving.
Dude, imagine if he found out you took a Greyhound bus to see him.
The only reason I'm, like, comfortable with telling this story is because he unfollowed me and he, like, really took off in his life. Like, he's doing great. Like, usually, like, getting over guys, it's kind of easy. Like, we'll talk about that. That's, like, the main topic for today is, like, getting over a guy. It's usually easy because they downgrade. Like, they, like, go downhill.
Yeah, usually, like, I'll break up with the guy and I'll start doing really well and mm-hmm. he'll kind of like either stay where he is and, or like go down a little bit.
Right. And that's the coping mechanism, is like the guy always goes downhill and the girl somehow always figures out a way to like improve her entire life and like personality and looks and everything. This guy seems like I was like the problem in his life. And like after I left him, he was like, yeah, never mind. Like,
so did you only see him that one time? Only or did once. You take the Greyhound multiple times?
I had
times?
To take the Greyhound back.
Dude, imagine like taking, okay. Imagine taking a Greyhound to see a guy, right?
Never.
But then imagine having to take one back after you had an awful time. It's like, fuck.
I didn't even have an awful
time. I'm just sitting on this fucking Greyhound right. with these characters.
It was so It was so dark. Like, if he knew, that's humiliating. And, like, I don't even want anyone to know that. So pretend like you don't know that because it's so dark. And never do that.
But she was also 19. Guys, I have been, like, at the point where I'm, like, looking up bus tickets. And I'm like, do I take the Greyhound?
Never.
Everyone has. I don't want to hear, like, you're lying if you say you haven't at least considered taking a Greyhound to go see a guy. I'm telling you, everyone is considered. I would say to my friend, I'd be like, I need to go see so-and-so. He's like an hour away, but like I don't have a car to go see him right mm-hmm. now. And they'd be like, have you considered like taking a Greyhound and not telling him? I'm telling you, it's like, yes, I'm telling you it's normal, but it's really embarrassing to say out loud.
I don't think you should. Okay, so here's my tip for future reference. Never, ever, ever, if you're at the point where you're thinking, maybe I should take a bus to meet this guy, you've gone too far.
You've romanticized him in your head if you think he's worth taking a fucking Greyhound to go see.
Why didn't he come get me?
Like, no, literally. You know, like, you're only a few hours apart. Why didn't he come see you? Like,
Now I know that. And now all of you listening, never, ever, ever, ever do that. Never. Like, if anything, if you have to fly to a guy, he should buy the ticket also. Just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway. But today we're going to talk about how to get over a guy. That's our main topic, right?
Yes, it is.
Do you have any like life experience of guys that you could not get over?
Actually, there is this one guy I have been hung up on for like a year. I actually unfollowed him last week because I was like, I seriously cannot fucking watch you be with your girlfriend. Like, I was like, this literally really hurts. Like, I'm not over him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we weren't even like that serious. Like, we were just like hooking up for a while, and he like really respected me as like a person, and he never like ever disrespected me really, except for the one time he grabbed another girl's ass in front of me, but like I forgave him for that.
So did he know that you were like invested in him?
No, because like we talked about last week, I have problems being vulnerable. So he really, I think, thought like I didn't like him. And then he fucking tells me one day, he's like, I'm ready for a girlfriend. And I started texting all my friends. I was like, guys, like, so-and-so is texting me, like, he's ready for a girlfriend. I'm, like, so excited. I think he's, like, talking about me. And he's like, yeah, I met this girl. And he told me he, like, met someone else that, like, they're going to start dating. And it literally, like, I felt like someone had, like, put a fucking arrow through my heart. I was like, damn, like, he has no idea. Like, I actually really like him. And he continued to be my friend for, like, months and, like, FaceTime me and, like, talk to me. And I, like, had, like, strong feelings for him. And I guess what I ended up doing to kind of ease the pain is I muted him on social media.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to unfollow him because I didn't want him to know I was like upset.
Yeah. Unfollowing is kind of, I don't recommend that.
Yeah. Well, I block everyone.
Which I don't think you should
do. But with him, like, that's how much I liked. Yikes, guys. That's how much I like this guy that like I didn't like want to like block him or like have any like, I didn't want to burn bridges with him because I really did have like such strong feelings for him. And then I just muted him one day. I was like, I'm so tired of watching this. I just muted him. And then like last week, I was like, I haven't talked to him in a few months. Like, I think it's like okay to unfollow now that I'm like we both have such different lives. And we're probably never going to talk to each other again or like see each other ever again. So I unfollowed him.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I feel like you shouldn't block people if you're trying to get over them because it shows them that you care. Like, that's just my personal stance. I think that, like, just staying following them is, like, the best route if you want it to seem like you don't care. Like, as if you don't even know, like, to unfollow someone.
I did fuck up a little bit.
No, but
when I was trying to get over him.
Well, I think, like, now it's, if you're genuinely over, it's okay to
It's okay to unfollow. But what I did to get over this guy, Becca, was really bad.
What'd you do?
And he still doesn't know.
What?
I hooked up with his, like, two closest friends.
Okay, so that's another thing. Don't hook up with
his
friends.
This is a trend that I have noticed amongst girls. And I used to always say, I will never, like, do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would always be like, I'm never going to let a guy bother me that much where I'm going to, like, hook up with his friends. But then this guy, like, he really did, like, I wonder if he, like, listens to these. I don't know. But, like, he really did, like, break my heart. Yeah. So, like, for me, it was, like, a vengeful thing. It was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to fuck his friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was honestly the worst thing I could have done because he, like, lost respect for me. And he always had so much respect for me. Like, he, like, you guys know my social media. Like, it's raunchy. And, like, he always, like, overlooked it. And he would tell me, like, I respect the brand. Like, I get it. It's, like, a persona. Like, he was, like, keep doing it. Like, you're going to be really successful with it one day. Like, if you keep doing it. Like, he was so supportive of it. And he had so much respect for me. And then I did that. And I hooked up with his friends. And it just made him, like, lose respect for me.
I think that, like, a quick fix. Like, I always see this on TikTok is, like, fuck all of his friends or, like, do crazy drastic measures. But I honestly think that shows that you're bothered because I've done it too. But at the end of the day, they're just going to be like, okay, well, I lost all respect for that girl.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a guy that, like, even if he did something really wrong to you, but, like, if you deep down you really care about that guy, then why would you do that to, like, I did it too, but, like, why, like, you know what I mean?
No, looking back at it, I'm like, that was actually, like, the worst way to ever get over him because, mm-hmm. like, I, like, literally burned, like, any, like, bridge I had with him as, like, yeah. a friendship. Because I don't know, like, I did that.
Yeah,
like,
and
it's really fucked up because when me and him were talking last year, he would be like, yeah, this guy, like, this, like, his two best friends, he'd be like, they always say they want to bang you. And I'd be like, oh, my God, I would never, like, uh-huh. do that. And then I, like, knew that and I used that information to, like, try and get over him by, like, hooking up with his friends.
Right, and no judgment. Like, I understand. It probably felt really powerful to do it, you know?
No,
like,
and me and my friends, we all thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, guys, like, I see it all over social media, like you said. Like, that's always, I feel like, everyone's number one go-to when mm-hmm. they try to get over guys. Like, I'm going to, like, get vengeful and I'm going to, like, fuck his friends. And, like, it's funny and, like, I love the jokes and I've done it too.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, like, a year later, it's like, was it worth doing all that?
No, because you never know. Like, things change so fast. Like, what if he did? Maybe he was in, like, a situationship with someone else. Those end so fast. So, like, maybe, like, you could have had a chance. And I've done it too. I think no judgment if you want to do, like, a quick fix, like, power trip kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, you have to realize that you are, like, such a powerful girl. Like, all girls are, like, and
like,
you're hot.
You don't need to do all of that.
You don't need to. And I think that being, like, staying strong in yourself and doing your own thing for a while after, like, a guy ends things with you, that's, like, the most attractive thing that you can do, like, as a girl. I think you, like, have to stay strong in yourself and, like, focus on improving your
life. I think, like, so, like, those were, like, the wrong ways to get mm-hmm. over a guy. Like, you don't want to be vengeful. You don't want to hook up with his friends. You don't want to fuck his dad. I've heard that one, too. Like, fuck
I've heard that,
dad.
Too.
Like, you don't want to do all that. You honestly, you want to walk away with, like, class and grace and be like, you know what? Like, he didn't want me. Like, that's cool. Like, I'm going to move on with my life now.
I think I made that mistake. It's sometimes it's fun to be crazy a little bit. Like, and I think a couple times in your life, like, definitely, like, give yourself a free pass.
Every single fucking breakup I've gone through, I've mm-hmm. been a crazy, like, bitch after and, like, done insane things. Like, I get it. I have been there. But now when I look at it, it's like, I'd rather walk away and then be like, you know what? That was really good for what it was. And, like, she was really cool. It didn't work out.
Right.
Rather than, like, him, like, break up with me. And then I go and I do all these things. And he's like, yeah, like, she's, like, just fucking crazy. And she's psycho. Now they're telling their new girl, like, oh, she's crazy.
Think about the way you want to be spoken about after you, like, mm-hmm. end things with someone. Like, how do you want them to, like, speak about what happened and why it ended? If they're going to say you're crazy no matter what, but if they have, like, an anecdote on why you're crazy,
yeah.
if they can say, oh, she did XYZ to me, if he has nothing to say, then he knows, like, you are the one that won in the end. And, like, he'll come crawling back, I guarantee, next Thursday night when he's drunk with the boys and they're yeah. all going home with girls. He's going to text you. But not if you keep giving him the opportunity to, like, if you're begging him to love you back, which is something I've done, like, and I do.
Oh, I've, like, begged guys mm-hmm. to just treat me right. Like,
it's like, why can't – it's like, I don't – if you're texting a guy and saying – why do you treat me this way? Then you're too far. Too
yeah.
far. Like, if, like, he's treating you this way, then, like, you need to, like, accept that and understand he does not, like, he's not worth my time right now. So
you are going to feel so much better about your breakup, like, when you think about the way you walked away.
Yes.
If you walk away and you're like, you know what? Like, I'm too good for that. I'm way better than that. It's time to just, like, do me and, like, focus on myself. Just keep telling yourself that until you believe it. And you're going to feel way more like confident about yourself and better about yourself and better about the breakup. And you're not going to feel like you lost something.
Right. A year ago, it doesn't even have to be a real breakup with an actual relationship, by the way. A year ago, like, I got my hopes up about this one guy, another minor league hockey player.
Yeah, Becca, you know, like,
I know, chill with the minor leagues. he really, like, broke my heart, where it was to the point where I was, like, romanticizing. And I don't think it was as real for him as it was for me. But in my head, I was, like, thinking of our, like, this is what our future could look like together. And he just, I don't think he felt the same. So I was, like, heartbroken. Like, and when you're in that state, it's so hard to control yourself. But I would, like, drink every night. I would, like, go out with my friends and, like, try to make it look like I was doing okay. Or, like, that I was, like, having fun without him. But then I would, like, text him, like, at 3 a.m.
You honestly, like, with this stuff, you have to fake it until you make
it. You have to fake it. But not fake it into a way of, like, if you weren't really partying before and then you just start, like, crazy partying and posting it.
Yeah, that's bad. Don't do that.
Don't post that stuff just because, like, maybe you want to go out.
Because he's going to be like, oh, she lost me and now she's, like, going out and, like, going crazy.
And it's, like, physical proof of, like, oh, she's, like, devastated. Yeah. But, like, if just literally continue what you were doing. Think back to when you first started talking to this guy. Like, were you posting, like, your food on Sunday morning? You should post that again. Like, go back to, like, the way it was when you first got him to like
you. And you should not have, like, lost that at all during your relationship.
Yeah, and sometimes that goes out the window when you're, like, talking to someone.
You should never, like, lose who you are when you're, like, in love with someone. Like, if you do, and then that's sometimes why I feel like it's so hard for girls to get over these guys. Is because you get into these relationships and you put your whole identity into them and you lose who you are, and then you get out of them and you're like, who the fuck am I? Like, what am I doing? Like, you lose your friends. Like, you look around and, like, you don't have anyone because you were so invested in this person. So honestly, I think the key to getting over someone is, like, preparing to, like, lose them one day in the beginning. Not, like, preparing to lose them. Like, don't look at it negatively. But you need to make sure, like, every day in your relationship you're saying, like, what am I doing for me that if this relationship ended, like, I'm still going to be okay.
I think a solid – here's, like, an actual piece of advice that, like, people don't really say ever. But, like, if you want – like, instead of being, like, love yourself, like, that's, like, stupid advice. What does it even mean? I think literally think back to what you – exactly you were doing when you met this person. What were you doing in your life? Why do you think you attracted them? And then start, like, going back to that – like, trying to find that person again. Because a likely thing is, like, maybe you got heartbroken and you kind of, like, forget who you are for a second. I think you should start, like, posting the thing, like, exact same things that you would post before or, like, right when you met that person. I really think that's a good piece of advice.
Yeah.
And, like, remember that there was a time before you knew this person. And so you were fine then. Like, you're going to be fine eventually. Time really does heal all wounds. Even if it is a minor league hockey player that broke your heart.
No, like, even the guy, like, I was talking about, like, I'm still upset about him. Like, Becca, I talk about him sometimes. I'm like, because I know it was, like, my fault. Like, he didn't even know I, like, really liked him or whatever. But, like, I feel better about it. Like, I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think you need to pretend not to be, like.
Oh, my God. The worst thing you can do. I did this, too, with this guy. Yeah. I, like, jumped into, like, the next, like, whatever guy wanted to date me after he, like, ended things with me, I wanted to date him. You cannot, like, if you break up with someone, you need to take time. Like, literally be by yourself. Like, I have learned to, like, love, like, I love being by myself. And I love, like, being single. And it's not because I want to go out and, like, hook up with all these guys. It's just because I just love myself.
Yeah, it'll happen with time. But you have to also remember that, like, healing, not to be really cheesy, I feel like this isn't our brand even, but, like, healing, like, isn't linear. Like, you're going to have days, like, where you really do feel okay. Like, you feel like Alyssa, like, you're like, I love being by myself. But there's going to be, like, one night that you're going to be like, oh, I want to text this person.
And you can't, guys, you can't text them. Like, you really can't.
But also, don't judge yourself. Like, don't feel like, oh, I must still be in love with them. Like, maybe you're just having a bad day and you have to reflect on why that is. Like, something's wrong inside.
Especially with long-term relationships, like, you spent, like, so much time, like, leaning on this person when you were, like, having a bad day or needed support. So when you're out of that relationship, sometimes you're having a bad day and you think you miss them, but you don't. You just miss, like, the support they gave you. And you miss, like, leaning on someone. And you need to just, like, remember these things when you're in those moods where, like, you're, oh, I miss him so much. Like, you really don't miss him and, like, you're going to be fine. Like,
yeah, you probably just miss an aspect. Like, maybe he gave you validation. Maybe, like, the hookups were good, which in the case of mine, the minor league guy, it was just so good. Like, I was like, I'm never going to find
that guys, again. Sometimes it's so good. I'm like, I did not even, like, I look back. I'm like, I didn't even like him. I liked what he did. Like,
yeah, I was, like, digmatized for a little bit. For sure, digmatized.
For real. Sometimes it's like,
I can find that somewhere else. Like, I have to tell myself.
But it's like, so,
No, I don't say that.
I can't even get into like why it's so hard because like
yeah.
when you are with a guy like that and you are dickmatized and then you guys break up and then you go to find someone else and they like suck, it's like, fuck, like I'm just gonna go back to them because like it sucks out here.
You know yeah, what I mean? You can't do that.
And like it's trial and error and I don't want to go through all like the trial. You know what I mean?
The trial part sucks.
The trial part fucking blows.
Yeah.
Like it's the worst feeling waking up in the morning and being like hooking up with someone for the first time and then waking up the next morning and being like, that was so unenjoyable. Like I regret, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if it was fun, I'd never regret it. But if it was bad, I'm always like, ugh, why did I do that? Like that's so, like, I hated that.
Don't beat yourself up because
yeah,
it
don't
happened.
Beat yourself
Our
up.
Boss last night said that he doesn't remember any of his one night. He said,
yeah,
he over said, the hundreds of one night stands that I've had, I don't remember
he
any
He doesn't
of them.
Remember any of them.
So don't worry. You don't have don't to like worry. Beat yeah. yourself up if you accidentally hook up with someone new, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But just getting over a guy, it's really just faking it until you make it and, like, not giving in and, like, leaning on your friends and stuff. Like,
yeah.
And if your friends aren't supporting you through all of that, then, like, you need new friends. Like I have friends that I know I can turn to whenever I'm upset about a guy and just, like, talk to them about that guy. And, like, yeah, they're probably annoyed for hearing about him for, like, the 50th time. But they still, like, talk me through it so I don't text this guy.
I feel like just talking about it over and over.
Want to know who doesn't text their friends and ask for support when they want to text a guy?
Who?
Becca.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
She'll like wake up the next morning and be like, oh my God, I called this guy 7 times. I'm like, I was right here. Why didn't you fucking say something? I would have like
took
your
phone.
Something's
wrong with me right now. I'm in like a really bad phase where I like text everyone. I'm like, who can? It was like my old boss from like random jobs that I've ever had. And I'm like, I love you. Like, I still love you. And they're like, you never love. What are you talking about? I don't know. I go through phases of, like, texting. Ugh, it's so bad. I don't even...
But you honestly, like, you can't get over a guy unless you want to help yourself.
Yeah. It's when it's time, you'll know.
Yeah.
And then...
Honestly, to get over a guy, you just... You can't be crazy. You have to take your Sunday scary.
No, it's true, though. Like, if you feel the crazy coming on and, like, you're ready to, like, drunk text at, like, 3 a.m., literally take one of these and you won't.
And just take a few deep breaths and they'll yeah. calm you down. Guys, Sunday Scaries are CBD gummies. They also have, like, these drops that, like, help you sleep and bath bombs. I love the bath bomb. You take, like, 2 of them and you'll feel, like, more relaxed, less anxious. Your mind will stop running. It really does, like, put my head at, like, a normal level because usually I'm, like, all the way at a 10 and I want to do something, like, insane. And I'll take, like, a Sunday Scary and I'll be like, you know what? Like, I feel good. And I'll be able to look at things through, like, a clearer lens. And I won't act crazy towards my ex.
No, I'm not kidding. I take them every night. I like there's a vegan kind that I like. And it tastes like a Sour Patch Kid.
But sometimes the Sunday Scaries aren't enough. You do have to be crazy because sometimes your ex fucking cheats on you.
Right. Cheating. Oh, here we go. My favorite part of the episode, guys. Today we have a loyalty test. And if you don't know what a loyalty test is, it is when girls ask me to DM their boyfriends and see if they'll cheat. So I have one for you guys today. Okay. This girl told me to DM this guy and try to get him to hang out with me. And blah, blah, blah. We were talking about how I said he was cute. He said, I'm cute too, smiley face. And then he said, do you have a Snap? Which immediately, like, why would a guy with a girlfriend add me
right.
on Snapchat?
A random girl from Instagram.
Yeah, like, that's yeah. already cheating in my book. And then I said, yeah, and I was already sending this to her, and she was telling me what to say. I said, yes, you don't have a girlfriend who would kill me or anything, though, right? Ha, 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 ha. And he said, LMAO, well, to be honest, I thought you knew I had one. She's on my profile. But it's complicated. Why would I DM a guy with a – I don't know. Like, these guys are so stupid. But it's complicated. We won't last much longer. I've been looking for someone who gives me that spark again. And to be honest, I think that might be you. You just have to show me. Like, as if we're on The Bachelor.
This guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And
he wants me to fight for him. Like,
no,
fight.
He wants, like, Becca to be like, oh, this random guy to get him on Instagram. He's so amazing. I'm going to break up him and his girlfriend. Like, what does he think these guys, the complex they have, they think they are so much better than they are that, like, that's a realistic thing that will happen.
This guy's name is Tyler, too, I think. I can't remember. I think his name is Tyler. I feel like that's just so, like, a Tyler move.
It is a Tyler move.
Like,
hashtag fuck Tyler.
Yeah, hashtag fuck Tyler. Seriously, how do you make someone as if – imagine having a boyfriend and then saying to another guy, if you prove to me that you're better than my boyfriend, I'll break up with
oh,
him.
Oh, right.
Why
like,
would
sometimes
I ever?
I think it. I'm like, maybe this guy was
that's just toxic, though. That's so
but the
toxic.
The fact that he was so bold enough to be like, well, yeah, she's on my profile, like – That, yeah. I honestly kind of respect him for, like, not trying to lie. Yeah. Be like, that's my cousin, like, a few weeks ago.
I guess you're right. Maybe on the other, like, spectrum, maybe he's, like, actually a really great guy. He's, like, being honest. He's, like, I have a girlfriend, but I'm not really into her anymore.
But, like, honestly, at that point, like, if you're not into your girlfriend, just fucking dump her. Like, if you're looking for a spark, it's time to end the relationship.
If you don't have a spark with your girlfriend, just say bye.
Especially at this age, like, it's still supposed to be fun and, like,
yeah. What are you going to do? Get married to this girl? And then what's going to happen 12 years from now? You're going to hate each other and then be cheating on separate affairs.
And then seeking arrangements and then homicide.
Yeah. Homicide. That's what I always say. Eventually, someone's going to die. And one of these relationships are all insane. I don't know. These loyalty tests are, like, actually, like, pretty depressing, though. I get, like, sad sometimes. I'm like, I never want a boyfriend.
Well, you know that these relationships are already, like, on the, like, on the rocks. Like, yeah. They're, like...
I mean, not all of them cheat. It's, like, only, like, 40%, I would say. Like, most of them just don't answer.
That's still too much, though.
That is, like, a lot of percent of, like, that relationships.
Yeah, it's really high. But if you guys want a loyalty test done, you can DM at soiwaslikepod or Becca on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at soiwaslikepod, and then me and Becca Moore, Alyssa Schoner. Rate the show 5 stars and leave a review. Becca got fired from her bartending job, so, like, yes, you have to do it.
And I keep trying to get hired other places, but I don't want to.
She doesn't want to. So rate, subscribe. If you're going to be an asshole, I don't want to fucking hear it. Just DM it to me. Don't put it on there, because people that hate me will read the reviews and be like, oh, people don't like her. I don't like when that happens. So, yeah, we will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.